Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Remember Palestine with me, Lauren Booth. As civilians across North Africa and the Middle East continue to protest against dictatorial regimes, it's fitting that today's Remember Palestine focuses on non-violent protests there. My two guests are both on the ground activists against Israel's brutal occupation. They are men who continue to have a large impact at home in the struggle for justice. I'll be asking them when their protests will reach the ears of the international community. Here's an overview of today's theme.
Peaceful protests have been carried out by activists internationally throughout history to achieve change in societies. This type of non-violent resistance has made waves in the political and social arena for decades. But recent events in Palestine show strong efforts are being made to crush this legitimate and powerful movement. Large quantities of tear gas used to crack down on peaceful protests led to the death of a 36-year-old woman in Bilin, bringing these aggressive military tactics to the forefront. This raises questions about the extent and existence of non-violent resistance in Palestine, what part it has played in history, and what its future holds.
Well, joining me now via satellite from Ramallah is the head of the local committee against the wall and settlements in the West Bank village of Bilayn, a man I would like to see one day awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, Iyad Bonat. Iyad, welcome to Remember Palestine. I wanted to ask what non-violent protest in your village has achieved in 6 years against Israel?
Bilayn is a small village, 1,800 people. Live in Bilayn, most of them farmers. The Israelis confiscated more than 2,300 dunams from their land. It's mean 60% from the land of the village, because this the Bilayn people was fighting against the wall and the settlements. Since 6 years, every Friday we have a demonstration against the wall and the settlements. We have many people from all of the world was participate with us in this demonstration. The Israeli government and the Israeli army use against us many kinds of weapons. There is kill our friends, two friends, Basim Abu Rahma and Jawahar Abu Rahma, by the tear gas canister made in United States. So we are continue our struggle against the wall, against the settlement. In 4th of September 2007, we have a decision to remove the wall 500 meters back near the settlement. So it's mean the non-violent resistance is succeed to remove the wall. And you know, it's still on our land, the wall and the settlement, and we fighting against this wall and settlements.
Can you beat Israel with non-violence? Does Israel respect your right to non-violent protest?
Yes, it's many times the Israelis they send the special forces to change the our demonstration to violent by sending special forces to throw stones in our demonstration or to invite the village at night, and they arrested a lot of our children in the village and put them in the jail without reason. In since 6 years, there's arrested more than 100 children and put him in jail between 4 months to 18 months sometimes. And there is also follow the popular committee who's lead the demonstration, and sometimes put him in jail, sometimes there is didn't let him to go outside or to leave the country. many violent to stop our non-violent demonstration because it's affected the Israeli's army and break the arm of the army. So we believe in this way, and we we ask all our friends in the world to stand with us and to stand against the American veto, who's support the Israeli's army and support the violent of the Israelis. And now the Palestinian people believe that the American is part of the occupation after the veto. And last week it was our demonstration against the American veto in Belain. And we will continue in Belain, and we have many places now who's do the demonstration against the apartheid wall, against the settlements, and against the occupation.
Iyad, is it true that you have a lot of Israelis joining your anti-wall protests now?
We have many Israelis who's coming to our demonstration every week, and we have many of them was injured and arrested. And now we have our friend Jonathan Pollack, who was participate in the demonstration, and there is arrested him for 3 months. But when we say many, it's not many of the Israelis. It's 3% from the Israelis who believe in peace or who believe in this way. But every time we have them with us in our demonstration.
And what is your message to the army who hope that you won't go back next week, who presume that they can win against Belain and against the people of the West Bank? What is your message?
Our message to all the people in the world to go out to the streets to fight against the governments who's helping the occupation to kill our children. Our message to our people in Palestine, to our government, to boycott, to start boycott the American and the Israelis, and to stop all the contacts with them.
Iyad, can I just ask you, what has been the effect on your own life of Israel's constant night raids against the non-violent protesters?
Yes, since 6 years, it was many times the night raids. You know, when the soldiers came at night, there is broken the doors, raid the home, waking the children up from their sleeping. And you didn't know or understand how the child feel when he see a soldier cover his faces, big guns, and wake him up in from his sleeping. So it's very difficult for our children to see that. It's a terrorist thing. You know, it's very, very difficult for our children. There is make for him many problems in the school and in the streets. There is sometimes use the violent because this strategy of the Israeli's army. So it's many times there is arrested more than 100 child from the village.
Many yeah. of Thank our, you very, very much for joining us. We're going to have to leave it there today. I know many of our viewers wish you and your family and your non-violent resistance all the best in the future. Thank you very much. Well, right now we can take a look at a report by our correspondent Sari Al-Khalili from the most recent protest in Belain itself.
Israel is fascist!
Israel is fascist!
When do
This is another anti-occupation Friday in Belain. Following the prayers, dozens of Palestinian protesters, accompanied with some international activists, held their weekly rally, making their way to Israel's segregation wall. Along with the Palestinian flag, the protesters held the flag used after Libya won independence from Italy, in a sign of solidarity with the Libyan revolution. The protesters also slammed the U.S. for vetoing a recent U.N. Security Council resolution moved to condemn Israeli settlement building.
The American veto supports Israeli settlements in the occupied territories, and it expresses its position in its constant support for Israeli oppression over the Palestinian
people.
Israeli troops use tear gas and skunk water to disperse the crowds. A group of Israeli anti-occupation activists were also present. They believe the construction of the separation wall, for what Israel calls security reasons, is nothing but an excuse to annex more Palestinian lands and expand settlement.
If the wall was a security wall, it would have been built on the green line and not in the middle of the occupied territories. The current route of the wall is full of holes, so it doesn't really protect Israel against people who want to come in.
Israeli authorities have confiscated hundreds of hectares of Belin's farmlands and built settlements on them. The weekly protests continue in Belin, Nalin, Nabi Saleh, and many other villages adjacent to the separation wall. Israel has always confronted such protests with excessive force. Last December, Israeli troops killed Jawahar Abu Rahmeh during Belin clashes. She's the sister of Bassem Abu Rahmeh, who was shot dead during the protests in 2008.
The Palestinian anti-occupation protests may be absent from the Arab and mainstream media these days amid the spreading public revolutions in the Arab world. However, neither Israel's settlement activities nor the Palestinian public's resistance have stopped. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Belin.